This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
While Nikki Giovanni is most often listed as an American poet, elementary school librarians might conjure up in their minds the image of a picture book biography. On the cover of that book is the face of a tired but determined African-American woman. You only see the top part of her face, her eyes mainly. The rest of the cover is dominated by an equally determined police officer. This Caldecott honor book, written by Nikki Giovanni, is called Rosa. It tells the story of Rosa Parks and her courage in refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger. Similarly, Nikki Giovanni is a civil rights activist and has been all over the world speaking against discrimination in all forms. She was born on June 7, 1943, in Knoxville, Tennessee. Shortly thereafter, her family moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, then to Wyoming. But Nikki returned to Knoxville to live with her grandmother to attend high school. She then attended Fisk University in Nashville, where she graduated with honors in 1967. When her grandmother died soon after her graduation from Fisk, Giovanni turned to writing to express her sorrow. She was teaching at Rutgers University, and it was during this time that she started publishing poetry anthologies and participating in a variety talk program called Soul, which promoted Black art, culture, and political expression. Today, Nikki Giovanni is known as one of the foremost authors of the Black arts movement and one of the world's most well-known African-American poets. Her work covers topics ranging from race and social issues to children's literature. In her words, "We are strong enough to stand tall fearlessly. We are brave enough to bend to cry. And we are sad enough to know that we must laugh again." Giovanni has won numerous awards, including the NAACP Image Award multiple times. She's been awarded 20 honorary doctorates and has been nominated for a Grammy for her poetry album, the Nikki Giovanni Poetry Collection. In 1996, she received the prestigious Langston Hughes Medal. Oprah Winfrey named her one of her 25 living legends. And in 2010, Giovanni was awarded the Presidential Medal of Honor. Nikki Giovanni was teaching at Virginia Tech during the tragic shooting of 32 people in 2007. At the memorial, she gave this simple yet unforgettable speech. "We know we did nothing to deserve it, but neither does a child in Africa dying of AIDS. Neither do the invisible children walking the night awake to avoid being captured by a rogue army. Neither does the baby elephant watching his community being devastated for ivory. Neither does the Mexican child looking for fresh water. We are Virginia Tech. We will prevail."
Support for the Authors Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.